The Ear, Evangelical and Reformed, Christian Podcast. Welcome to The Ear, the Evangelical and Reformed, a Christian podcast that urges you to think deeper and draws you closer to God through faith. Through powerful sermons, teaching segments, and discussions, The Ear hopes to give you a different perspective on secular topics from a Christian worldview. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Please welcome your host, Brandon Queen.
Greetings. This is Steve Sellyards, the author of The GA Junkie. Here are some Presbyterian history notes for the week of July 19th. Sunday, July 19th. On this day in 1560, John Knox led a service of thanksgiving in St. Giles after the English and French armies left Scotland 3 days earlier. The Treaty of Edinburgh that led to the departure was signed at the beginning of the month and ended the Civil War, making way for the Scottish Reformation. Monday, July 20th. In 1808, Nathaniel Gray was born in Massachusetts. He was a ruling elder who worked in New York City before moving west in 1850 as an early California settler. He was one of the first trained undertakers in the San Francisco Bay Area. He and his wife were known for their philanthropy work, and they were generous donors to Mills College and San Francisco Theological Seminary. Nathaniel served as the director of SFTS for a number of years. The Grays supported local relief charities in the San Francisco area and hosted missionaries traveling to Asia. Tuesday, July 21st. On this day in 1700, Ebenezer Prime was born in Connecticut. He spent his career as the pastor of First Presbyterian Church of Huntington, Long Island, beginning in 1723 and serving until his death in 1779. He was trained as a Congregationalist, but in 1747, he helped organize the churches in the area into the Suffolk Presbytery of the Synod of New York, and he was elected the first moderator. He was a noted colonial leader in the Revolutionary War. In his punishment, his church was torn down by the British and rebuilt as a fort over his grave in the cemetery. Wednesday, July 22nd. Lyman Stewart was born on this day in 1840. He was a Civil War veteran who started in the oil business in Pennsylvania before moving to Southern California and finding success at it there. His original California company became Union Oil, and he served as its president for many years. He was a member of the Tall Steeple Emmanuel Presbyterian Church of Los Angeles, and a co-founder and supporter of the Bible Institute of Los Angeles, now known as Biola University. He also helped fund and support the Pacific Rescue Mission, which continues today as the Union Rescue Mission. With his brother Milton, they funded the publishing of the series, The Fundamentals. Thursday, July 23rd. John Holt Rice was born on this day in 1818. He was a native of Virginia who trained as a lawyer and practiced briefly before training for the ministry. He moved calls regularly throughout his life, beginning as a missionary in New Orleans, and then serving churches in Florida, Virginia, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. He was the chair 1878 PCUS General Assembly Judiciary Committee. Friday, July 24th. On this day in 1751, the Irish Secession Presbyterians split into Burgher and Anti-Burgher branches, following the pattern of the Mother Church in Scotland that split in 1747. The Burgher Oath was viewed as an intrusion of the state into religious practice, as it required holders of public office to affirm approval of the religion, quote, presently professed in this kingdom, unquote. So the Anti-Burghers were the group favoring the separation of church and state. Saturday, July 25th. Today is the 160th anniversary of the death of Cortland Van Rensselaer. He began his ministry as a missionary to the slaves of Virginia, and then as a pastor in New Jersey and Washington, D.C. Beginning in 1844, he devoted the rest of his life to denominational duties, beginning as a fundraising agent for Princeton Seminary, and then spending the last 15 years of his life as a secretary of the Old School Presbyterian Board of Education. Among the denominational publications he founded and edited was the Presbyterian Magazine, in which he wrote editorials against slavery, defending the old school, and suggesting the need for a historical society. The Presbyterian Historical Society, founded at the 1852 Old School PCUSA General Assembly, may be his most lasting legacy. Thanks for joining me here on the EAR podcast. Stay safe in these times, and I look forward to joining you again next week.
You have reached the end of yet another episode from The Ear. We hope that God's word remains on the ears of the listeners. We pray that this podcast would urge you to go forth and spread His good news to the world. Thank you for tuning in. Please don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. See you at the next episode. God bless you, and may His glory shine upon you.